Roger that. Yeah, definitely all kind of different ways to go about things, and everybody's situation is different, or even preferences are different, all that sort of thing. So I don't tend to change much. I usually buy once, cry once, and get what I need and go through less equipment than most people. But this is one that I bought it, and I was happy. I did the right thing. I did QRP, and then I got the amp, and I bought a cheap one because I didn't want to spend a lot of money on an amp. But for those frustrating days, like you said, the QRP wasn't good enough. But then once I got the amp, I don't know, maybe once or twice I've operated without it, so it's almost a full-time thing. And with the 7300, I can back down the power, you know, I can do whatever I want. So, and then that will in turn determine which battery I use. So lots of variables. The only variable I won't have is the size of the thing. It is much bigger than the Alacraft. Even the Alacraft and the amp are both very, very small. I don't know if you've ever seen my amp, but it's like three packs of cigarettes. You know, it's just not very big. It's not a very good amp, but it definitely gets the job done. So, anyway, I'm going to get out of here. You got to be getting close to home. I got a few things I got to wrap up at my desk. KE8BSI, I'll listen out.
I was just going to ask if you're going to have a small form factor in the QRP, but it doesn't sound like it. I still plan on picking up one of those amps. It's so small and cheap compared to the Zygu. That's really what's got my interest peaked, and it would really be to bail me out of a bad condition kind of day. But all right, man, talking to you. Keep me updated. Let me know if you sell that thing and get a new Mark II. I want to play with it, and I'll catch you later. N8BBF.